Welcome to Results Driven with Kurt High from High Value Consulting. Planning for your financial future means navigating challenges like market volatility, inflation, and retirement income. Results Driven is here to help by addressing common financial concerns, sharing valuable strategies, and exploring ways you can work toward your financial goals. Now, let's get started with Results Driven.
Okay, hello, welcome to Results Driven. My name is Kurt J. High. I'm the owner and founder of High Value Consulting. Let me just tell you a little bit about myself and the company called High Value Consulting. I've been in business over 35 years. My primary focus is to help clients achieve their long-term financial goals and objectives through a process of financial planning and taking ownership in your goals and objectives as much as the client does. I've been very fortunate. I focus on the end goals. I'm very results driven, and I work specifically with high net worth clients, business owners, and people that are very serious about their financial goals and objectives in retirement. Let's talk today a little bit about the new budget bill, the big beautiful bill. And after the show, if you're interested, you can give my office a call at 484-431-2874 or my website, which is highvalueconsulting.org. And off the website, you can click on the radio page to check out past shows and subscribe to our program of Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. Like many things in the close to July Congress passing this new budget bill, didn't happen without a fair amount of drama. But the Associated Press reported the House finally passed a nearly 900-page bill on a 218-214 vote on Thursday, July 3rd. And then President Trump signed it into law on the 4th of July. During the show today, we're going to break down the bill a bit with the goal of giving you a better understanding of what it means for you today and in the future. But let me introduce my co-host, Jacqueline Gladville, before we jump into today's timely topic. How are you handling this latest hot spell, Jacqueline?
Well, hello, Kurt. Thank you for having me on the show today. Well, I am a little disappointed that fall is officially here, which I'm happy about, but I'm sad that summer is ending. And there's a lot in this topic that we're going to discuss today. And I'm very excited that we are starting the show together and bringing this to all of our listeners. And we'll be on Apple, Spotify, and Amazon as well as the radio station. So we are excited to be here. And when it comes to today's show, you know, I was hoping this would be a topic because I'm eager to hear some of your thoughts on what the budget bill may mean for your clients and our listeners. So, Kurt, let's get into it.
Okay. Jacqueline, welcome to fall. And also, the most recent NerdWallet article, What the Big Beautiful Bill Means for You and Your Finances, does an excellent job of breaking the bill down. Let's break this down. According to the Congressional Budget Office, the bill is set to pile on about $3.3 trillion into the national debt over the next decade. Now, that's just a number on paper. It's a ripple effect that could touch just about every household in America. Buried in hundreds of the budget line items are real changes that may hit your wallet, your taxes, and your future plans. So let's talk about that in the bill and see how it could shape the financial landscape for you as well as the economy at large.
I know the bill may have major implications on both tax cuts and credits. So, Kurt, what can you tell us about that?
Sure. Let's first consider how the budget bill will likely reduce the federal government's revenue. With regard to taxes, the biggest ticket item in this new budget is the permanent extension of the 2017 tax cuts. Those cuts were set to expire, but now they're here to stay. And according to the Congressional Budget Office, they come with a hefty price tag. And that's by far the most expensive move in the entire package. First, let's highlight who could benefit. the wealthiest households could pocket more than $12,000 a year. Middle-income families might see somewhere between $500 to $1,000 back in their pockets annually. But the lowest earners, it's actually a loss of about $1,500 a year. In total, there's nearly 70 tax-related changes backed into this budget. For me, some of the most attention-grabbings include a bump in the standard deduction, $750 more for individuals, $1,500 for couples starting 2025. A deduction for seniors up to $6,000 for tax years 2025 to 2028. A permanent boost to the alternative minimum tax exemption. An increase in the child tax credit to $2,200 in 2026. Bigger estate and gift tax exemptions. And some headline generators like no taxes on tips or overtime pay from 2025 to 2028. Another one, and this reflects back to way back in the 70s, but even interest on new auto loans up to $10,000 is excluded during that period, although it's limited to automobiles or vehicles assembled in the United States. Altogether, these changes could cut government revenue by trillions of dollars over the next decade. So while some families will feel relief, others may be left wondering where they fit in and how these moves shape their bigger picture.
Kurt, that was a lot to unpack there. I mean, I will say my favorites to pick out are the no taxes on tips or overtime. My boyfriend is a blue collar worker, and so you can imagine those overtime is a lot that he gets weekly. And so that's one of my favorites, and as well as the vehicle auto loans. Now, that does require a vehicle in the United States, so Chevy, Ford, all of those. But this is a lot to unpack. So you just said that the bill may mean a big drop in revenue for the federal government, but are there any revenue sources for the government in the bill?
Yeah, let's look at where the government's planning to bring some revenue back in. First up, the state and local salt tax deduction cap. It's going up to $40,000 from 2025 to 2028. That's a big jump from the $10,000 limit we had. And if Congress didn't act, it would have expired completely, letting taxpayers deduct unlimited state and local taxes. So yes, this change actually raises your revenue nearly $950 billion over time. On the clean energy front, things are shifting. That residential clean energy tax credit is gone after 2025. So if you're thinking about a rooftop solar, geothermal, now might not be the time. Adding that credit adds about $77 billion to the pot. And here's another curveball. The bill introduces Trump accounts, which are investment accounts for kids that parents can contribute to. The government throws in $1,000 to get started. The total tax price tag is $15 billion. Finally, the budget closes a tariff loophole that lets small packages dodge taxes, meaning some online orders from above maybe get pricier. Put it all together, and the tax changes in this bill total $4.5 trillion in cuts over the next decade. Big moves, big numbers. I believe the big implications for families, investors, and everyday Americans.
No kidding, Kurt. $4.5 trillion in cuts over the next decade. I just want to repeat that because that's huge. And I also, you know, you mentioned the Trump accounts and children and parents that can contribute to this. And so, Kurt, to continue this, how can a financial services professional like yourself help someone make sense of the new budget bill?
Absolutely. There's many ways that we can help in regards to the new beautiful bill here. The newly passed federal budget is packed with tax changes, spending shifts, and policy updates that could impact your wallet for years. A financial service professional can help break down what matters and what doesn't, and how to consider adjusting your financial strategy accordingly, from helping you to maximize new deductions, helping avoid potential costly missteps. Working with a financial services professional may be a change to add to clarity, a chance to add the clarity, context, and value to your financial strategy.
Yeah. And Kurt, you also seem very knowledgeable in this topic, and this is a lot to unpack. So to continue and to talk to somebody like yourself, like a financial services professional that knows what they're doing, knows what they're talking about, is really critical for your financial strategy and your future and your planning. So far today, during today's show, we've been peeling back the large onion that is the new federal budget bill. And again, this was passed on July 3rd by Congress and then signed into law by President Trump on July 4th. During today's first segment, kind of what we've been going over so far, we had a terrific discussion about how the new bill is expected to take considerable revenue from the federal government while returning a modest amount of revenue. So what do you have next for us?
Well, first of all and foremost, listeners can visit my website at highvalueconsulting.org or call my office at 484-431-2874 to discuss how we can answer your questions, address your concerns about the new budget bill, your financial strategy, or any other parts of your retirement through the financial planning process. It's our goal to help you prepare for your retirement you worked so hard for. NerdWallet article, What the Big Beautiful Bill Means for Your Finances, has a lot more information I think would be critical for some of our listeners, including a rundown of what the legislation may mean for social safety nets. To help offset the bill's massive price tag, Republicans have included about $930 billion in cuts to social programs over the next decade. According to this article, that means big changes for Medicaid, Medicare, and the Affordable Care Act, programs that cover more than 100 million Americans combined. One of the biggest drivers in the new Medicaid work requirements is if you're a childless adult or a parent with kids who are 15 or older, you need to prove you worked, volunteered, went to school at least 80 hours the previous month to qualify. And eligibility checks are getting stricter because states now must verify eligibility every 6 months. The potential result, according to the Congressional Budget Office, is that nearly 12 million more people could be uninsured by 2034. And if the cuts hit the Affordable Care Act, the number could even climb higher, the article adds. The bill also tightens food assistance rules with the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance, or program referenced as SNAP, by expanding work requirements and shifting more of the cost burden to the states. Ultimately, if you or your people who care about relying on these programs, this isn't background noise. It's something that you may hit home.
I think we're all going to have to be patient, you know, in these next coming months, just to see how the bill will shake out for most people, Kurt.
Let's examine what the budget bill may mean for consumer protections. There are some changes in this budget that may be of a special note, especially if you got student loans or care about consumer protections. First up, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the government watchdog that claws back more than $21 billion for consumers, just had its budget cut in half. The article explains how it could mean fewer investigations, fewer refunds, a less protection where it matters most. And for federal student loan borrowers, things are shifting fast. This bill scraps the current repayment plan, stretches out the forgiveness timeline, and ends the funding for graduate plus loans. It even sets lifetime borrowing limits for grad students. So if you're counting on federal aid to finish that degree, the road just got steeper.
Well, and that hits home, Kurt, because I have student loans to take care of. So this is a lot of information for me and for a lot of our listeners, I'm sure. And Kurt, when it comes to big picture things like the national debt and the overall economy. What does the article really tell us about this?
And that's a good question. According to the article, the tax donation projects, it could give the economy a short-term jolt, mainly by encouraging business investment through big tax cuts. But that boost comes with a $3 trillion price tag, according to our already staggering $36 trillion national debt. Now, where's the money going? The biggest chunk is tax changes, followed by $1 trillion earmarked for defense, border security, immigration enforcement, including $45 billion for border wall, and another $45 billion for detention facilities like Alligator Out. But not everyone's getting funded. Not everything's getting funded. The article explains the bill rolls back key clean energy incentives, which some experts could raise energy costs for consumers, slow down clean energy development, and even lead to job losses, while emissions may go back up. And finally, here's one thing that keeps the lights on. The bill raises the debt ceiling by $5 trillion. That move keeps the U.S. from defaulting on its bills this summer, which could have sent shockwaves to the economy. Love it or hate it, this budget isn't just about numbers. It's about priorities, trade-offs, and what kind of future the country is headed towards.
Yeah, Kurt, I'm just going to repeat that. It's about priorities, trade-offs, and the future the country is heading towards. And one of my biggest questions while following how Congress debated the budget bill was what it may specifically mean for Social Security. What can you tell us about that, Kurt?
Yeah, sure. The Kepler article, No Social Security Taxes Changes in Trump's Big Bill, What Retirees Need to Know, has some excellent details. It first addresses taxes on Social Security benefits. Here's a little myth-busting for your retirement toolkit. Social Security isn't always tax-free. In fact, depending on your income, up to 85% of the benefits can get taxed. It all comes down to something called combined income, which is half of your Social Security plus your adjusted gross income and any tax-exempt interest you got floating around. Currently, if your combined income is more than $25,000 as an individual, $32,000 as a couple, the IRS starts taxing up 50% of your benefits. If you cross $34,000 or $44,000, you could be looking at taxes on up to 85%. But those income cutoff goals haven't been touched since the 80s. So as income taxes rise, more retirees are finding themselves with surprise tax bills. In 1984, only 10% of the people paid taxes on their benefits. But today, it's about 40%. If you're living on a modest retirement income, there's a good chance your benefits are still safe from taxes. But for higher earners, this could be a sneaky hit to your retirement cash flow.
There was a lot of numbers that we just stated. And how, Kurt, how can working with a financial services professional help people avoid unpleasant Social Security surprises?
Perhaps most importantly, working with a trusted and knowledgeable financial services professional can help you avoid Social Security surprises like unexpected taxes. They guide you through income thresholds, timing strategies, and strategic withdrawals so that you keep more of what you've earned with a thoughtful strategy. Your benefits can stay predictable, which may help you keep your retirement on track.
Yeah, that retirement plan and that retirement strategy needs to stay on track. And Kurt, how can our listeners get a hold of you?
Well, yes. Again, Results Driven is the name of the show. My company name is High Value Consulting. My website is highvalueconsulting.org. And the phone number is 484-431-2874. And that's my direct dial to me and my office.
Thank you, Kurt. And after we're kind of breaking down the bill in general terms, we shifted more of our focus onto Social Security. What do you have for us for kind of this final stretch of the show?
The Kiplinger article. No Social Security tax changes in Trump's big bill. What retirees need to know has more information that's worth a look, including some likely reasons a larger Social Security tax cut was left out of the final bill. Let's talk about why this massive GOP reconciliation bill doesn't include a repeal of taxes and Social Security benefits. Many people were hoping for it, but so here's why it didn't make the cut. First, the rules, the Senate budget reconciliation, basically Congress shortcut to pass big tax spending packages as guardrails. And one big one is the Byrd rule, named after Senator Robert Byrd of West Virginia. It says you can use reconciliation to make major changes to Social Security. So even if lawmakers wanted to include a full repeal, so they wouldn't be able to let them. Then there's the price tag. Cutting these taxes would cost the federal government around $1.5 to $1.6 trillion over 10 years. That's a massive hit to revenue, and it could speed up how quickly Social Security trust fund runs dry. Speaking of which, the latest trustees report just dropped, and the outlook isn't great. According to the article, the combined trust fund now projected to be depleted by 2034, a year sooner than we had thought. If Congress doesn't act, retirees could see their benefits cut about like 20% across the board.
Kurt, that can get very confusing. And if there wasn't a full repeal by Congress, I mean, what did Congress manage to do then?
Well, instead of scrapping taxes on Social Security, the bill headline moved to a $6,000 bonus for standard deduction for people 65 and older. That's their big play, according to the article. And here's how it works. It kicks in starting in 2025, runs through 2028. You get the full $6,000 if you make $75,000 or less as a single filer, or $150,000 or less if you're filing jointly. Above these thresholds, it starts phasing out. It disappears entirely at $175,000. And here's the good news. You can claim that bonus even if you don't itemize. Plus, it stacks on top of the existing standard deduction bump for seniors 65 and up. While it's not a Social Security tax repeal, the extra deduction still brings meaningful relief to millions of retirees, especially those on a fixed income.
Yeah, no kidding. And to claim this bonus, even if you don't itemize, I mean, itemizing is hard. So you can even claim this bonus. And Kurt, what will the tax implications really be for retirees?
While the new $6,000 bonus standard deduction for people 65 and older sounds great, the actual impact on Social Security taxes will vary. Many lower income retirees already pay little or no federal income tax on their benefits. That means the new deduction may not change much for them. But middle income retirees could see significant relief. Let's say they're riding that line where the part of their Social Security is being taxed. The deduction could lower their taxable income just enough to drop below the IRS threshold, and suddenly less of their benefit is taxable, maybe even none. That's a real savings.
No kidding. Could you give us an example of this, Kurt, just for our listeners to better understand?
Absolutely, Jacqueline. Let's say a 67-year-old single retiree has $25,000 in Social Security, $18,000 for a retirement account. The IRS looks something called combined income, which in most cases totals $30,500. That's above the $25,000 line where Social Security starts getting taxed. But with the new deduction, that taxable income might drop low enough to change that math, reduce the taxes owed on benefits. Now, for higher income retirees, the deduction phases out quickly. If they're pulling in more than $75,000 as an individual, $150,000 as a couple, this bonus likely won't touch their bottom line. They're still getting a standard senior deduction of about $17,000 in 2025, but the extra six is out of reach.
Wow. I mean, this has really been a lot of great information about Social Security. And Kurt, can you give us some of what you think the key highlights are here? What are some of your favorite things, or possibly what are the things that our listeners should really note?
Despite all the political buzz, the 2025 tax bill doesn't actually cut taxes and Social Security benefits. What it does is include a temporary bonus deduction for older adults, providing a potential boost that could help some but not all. According to the data from the Bipartisan Policy Center cited in the article, this bonus deduction is likely to benefit retirees with modest incomes. But here's the catch. The lowest income earners already don't pay income taxes on Social Security, so they won't see any difference. And the highest earners make too much to qualify. So the group that really feels is the middle slice of the seniors sitting above that tax threshold. Now, you may be wondering, why not eliminate Social Security taxes altogether? And the answer is money. Doing that would cost the federal government about $1.5 trillion over 10 years. The bonus deduction, by comparison, costs approximately $200 billion. There's a difference of $1.25 trillion, and that's why lawmakers went the deduction route.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about trillion and billions of dollars here. Can get a little confusing. And Kurt, anything else before we close the curtain on today's show? And we just unpacked so much here.
Like I said, listeners that have similar concerns as my clients can visit my website at highvalueconsulting.org. Gladly call my office at 484-431-2874. Discuss how we can answer your questions, address your concerns about the new budget bill, your financial strategies, or any of the parts of your retirement that are affected by the plan or the bill. It's our goal to help you prepare for a financial future that is safe and comfortable and you work so hard for.
Yeah, Kurt, this was so much fun to do with you today. And this was kind of our welcome to you episode. And we are excited to be producing these every week. And so you can listen to us and listen to Results Driven. And anything else that you want to add or share before we end this episode?
Actually, I just want to thank everybody for listening. Looking forward to helping clients achieve their financial goals and objectives. And we have another episode coming next week, Results Driven. Gladly listen, reach out, give me some feedback. And looking forward to helping you achieve your long-term financial goals and objectives.
All right, Kurt. Well, this concludes an episode and the episode of Results Driven with our host, Kurt High from High Value Consulting, and me, your co-host, Jacqueline Gladhill.
Thank you for joining us for Results Driven. Don't head into retirement without a plan for both your finances and your health. For more information, contact Kurt High at High Value Consulting at 484-431-2874 or visit highvalueconsulting.org. Join us again soon for another episode of Results Driven.
Investment advisory services are offered through Virtue Capital Management, an SEC registered investment advisor. High Value Consulting and VCM are independent of each other.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.